So honored to have in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair from Sinnott Travel in Waterbury, Rick Sinnott. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
With all the news out there, are people still traveling?
More than ever. People are so resilient, it's incredible, Brent. You know, it's so funny. 7.6 million people a year die from cancer. But if you take 13 people in Barcelona, Spain, they get killed, it shakes up the world more than 7.6 million people dying of cancer.
And obviously our hearts and thoughts go out to those victims in Barcelona. But what has happened, Rick, from what I'm seeing, is even when we do have the terrorist attacks, you know, unlike in the aftermath of 9/11, people are now traveling.
Exactly. Well, 9/11 did take 7 months to get the world back to traveling at greater numbers.
It was 7 months?
7 months. Ever since then, any terrorist attack in the world, kudos to the people of Spain. They had that huge rally. It's their afternoon or 6 hours ahead of us. But they were all shouting, "We will not give in." Everybody's back to work, and they're resilient, and so are the people that are traveling.
Well, certainly the folks in this radio audience, when it comes to you and to all the times that we have gone, but it hasn't then, because I'm sure some say, oh, gosh, but it hasn't really whacked the travel agency.
Not at all. No, people are resilient and traveling more than ever.
And obviously steps have been taken to make it safer to travel, too. Right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yes, definitely so.
By the way, I know, Rick, we had one of the trips. Maybe you can illuminate for our audience. Somebody was looking for a roommate on one of the trips.
Yes. Actually, both. Your trip. Hey, oh, by the way, did you get your vacation time put in for your trip, Dan?
I did.
Okay, good. Yeah. Just checking. Yeah. Just checking.
When is that?
Next year. October of next year.
Be sure and tell me, will you?
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
Yes, but both trips. It's an unusual time frame. Everybody wants to. We need both male and female roommates if you're interested in going Budapest to Bucharest or even Paris to Normandy, Dan. Both trips need a male and a female roommate. So anybody single would want to do that, give me a call and we'll join them up.
888-237-9666.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 888-237-9666.
Now, let me, are special. I've been on trips with you as well. Wonderful, wonderful trips. And again, it seems that the ships or the boats or whatever you want to call them that we go on, the smaller ones seem to be the more joyous ones for people. Is that right?
Oh, exactly, Brad. Exactly. The Viking is a specialist, and they hold 190 passengers, average number of passengers. By Tuesday, everybody on board knows your nickname, knows what you're all about and where you're from, and your needs, too, and what you need. So it's an incredible experience compared to the big boat cruises.
Now, you've got this Viking cruise coming up in Budapest. In fact, you visit several countries, so let's talk about that.
Sure, Dan. This passage to Eastern Europe, 5 beautiful countries. And you know, Dan, every time we come in, even like the Mediterranean cruise, we take one particular point and call it the hot spot,
right,
the best spot to visit. This one's tough. The trip hit, I can't tell you, because we're all on the Danube River. The Danube River is 1,771 miles. We're going to be traveling through 83 miles of that, the most beautiful part of the Danube River, called the Iron Gate. I'd like to say that's the trip hit. But I'm not sure. Croatia, which you loved, going to Croatia. Budapest is one of the most beautiful cities in the whole world, in my opinion. We're going there. And Romania, the capital city, the parliament building is 1,100 rooms.
Wow.
But 1,100?
1,100 rooms.
I'd like to clean that place.
No thanks.
Yeah, and don't worry, people, we won't have to see all 1,100. But, I mean, the trip hit is, I can't pick it. The Danube River is so beautiful, and our travelers are beautiful. They, highlighted me to tell you that we're not going to be traveling at night all the time. The Danube River is so beautiful, we're going to be doing a lot of day travel. And also, we're going to be going through locks. The Eastern Europe river systems are beautiful with these locks. You went through the Panama Canal.
That's correct.
But I think the locks in Europe are more efficient, and certainly they build the ships that are 2 inches on each side going through the locks.
Wow.
So it's a real
drill. 2 inches?
2 inches leeway on each side of the lock.
2 inches,
and
Brad.
You make it.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, these captains are so brilliant, they don't even touch the sides.
That's amazing. Good.
Yeah, the lock system in European rivers is incredible. So who needs to go to Panama when you have it right in Budapest?
That's right.
Yeah. So those are five countries you unpack once on the ship, and you're off and running to five different countries.
Now, when is that trip going?
That's April 24th to May 5th, 12 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Absolutely beautiful. Viking is incredible. You might never want to go on another cruise line again.
Well, that's why I'm looking forward to our cruise in October of 2018. Now, the cost, that sort of thing.
Okay, we have not too many cabins left, but the price is still remaining the same. It ranges from $38.99 per person to $45.99 per person, just based on which cabin you would like to stay in. And that's based on two people sharing a room. So we desperately need a male and a female roommate so far on this ship so they won't have to pay the single supplement.
Right. Now, what are the prices? What do the prices vary?
These are based on, well, they're different with the type of cabin you select. That's the only difference. There's no other difference. We are staying 3 nights in hotels, and all the amenities, the tours are included. So the only difference in price is the luxury type cabin you want to stay in.
Mm-hmm. So, now, this is going to include, this cruise is going to include an excursion to Transylvania to visit Count Dracula's castle. Is that right?
That's an option. Unfortunately,
it's an option?
Not included,
okay.
But
all right.
It's quite a few people have signed up, and it's on their bucket list. You actually stay longer, but, you know, it's, yes, you can go to...
Have you been to that castle?
No, I have not. I'm too scared.
Dracula. What does it... I mean,
well, it is an actual castle, and Count Dracula, you know, it actually, supposedly, the myths lived there and operated out of there. But it is an incredible tourist attraction.
Really?
Oh, yes, yeah. So it's an option. You actually stay longer. And it's in Romania, in Transylvania. It's probably around a 3.5-hour ride from where the ship docks.
Uh-huh.
So there's a few people that are, it's on the bucket list, and they're signed up.
It's an option, but you may not come back.
People, you know something, though? People still like to take chances, don't they?
Oh, huh? Yeah. They're resilient. People are resilient, yes.
This traveling during the day, though, that's going to be neat to be able to experience this during the day, the Danube
right.
River.
Well, the Iron Gate, 83 miles of the Danube River, it's a gorge, and the mountains are so high on each side that it's the only thing comparable would be Milford Sound in the in Australia area that was to be as beautiful as the Iron Gate.
Really?
So not only the destinations, the countries we're visiting, but the river. And we'll do a lot of daytime traveling through that.
Have you taken this particular cruise?
No, I have not. I've been to some of the countries, but I have not taken the cruise. The Iron Gate is my dream.
Right.
I mean, I've been to Mount Rushmore, the sculptures of the mountain there.
Right.
Can't light a match to the sculptures in the Iron Gate.
Wow.
And they were done, what's the U.S., 250 years old?
Yeah.
These were done before the U.S. was a thought.
Now, you are escorting this particular trip?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I didn't miss this one.
You know, another thing, too. People talk about the food.
Oh, you're right. You're right, Brad.
That is, seriously, when we went, I could not believe the food.
Exactly. Well, the Viking is noted for, you know, more or less gourmet food compared to, you know, bigger boat cruises, right. Royal Caribbean. The food is outstanding. And they're so different. Like when you're going to go to Croatia, the night before they usually have people from that area on the ship in their local uniforms and, you know, dresses. And,
wow.
You know, it's really incredible. They talk about their area with passion. And it's, you know, that's what they usually do. So when you're going to land the next day, you have a good education of what to see. And, of course, all the tours were, there was four guides with us at all points.
Four?
Usually two in the front and two in the back.
Wow.
We have headsets.
There's pretty good, isn't it?
It sure is.
All English-speaking guides on board the ship. It's all English-speaking. All the announcements are done only in English. You know, when some of the Mediterranean cruises, when they do four or five different languages, it's kind of a little annoying, mm-hmm. you know, to everyone.
Right.
But, no, this is a great, great trip with all the food. All the guides are included with the tours. So that could save $1,000. You're going to make seven stops with seven tours.
Wow. Now what about, again, we do get calls on telephone numbers. How does somebody, I mean, they can hear us and so on, but what do they do as a follow-through?
Okay. Our Waterbury office is 877-237-9666.
Okay, 877
237-9666.
877-237-9666. Yes. Now, again, for people who are just tuning in, you need a male roommate and a female roommate on this Viking River cruise to Eastern Europe, but also the one we're taking a year from October.
Exactly. We could use a male and a female roommate on your trip, Dan, the one in October.
Okay. All right. And that obviously cuts the price. In other words,
yes.
The rate you're offering is based on double occupancy.
Two people sharing the cabin.
Right.
Right.
How many will go on that trip?
Dan's trip?
Yeah, Dan's trip.
We have 94 people signed
94?
Up.
94?
Yes.
That's terrific.
Wow. Yes.
Wow. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
You've got some other things coming up. What's this Canyon Country trip, June 1st?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. We're going June 1st to the 8th, flying into Phoenix. We're going to be going to Scottsdale, Oak Creek Canyon, Kaibab National Forest, naturally the Grand Canyon, Lake Powell, Bryce Canyon, Zion National Park, and we're going to end up in Las Vegas.
Wow.
So hopefully the people can do some gambling and win their trip proceeds back. That's June 1st to the 8th.
Yeah.
And then we have the Winter Blues Cruise. Get out of the winter setting here with Celebrity Cruise Line. That's February 18th to March 4th, 2 weeks. We're going to seven Caribbean islands from Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao, St. Martin, Antigua, St. Lucia, Barbados, and Bonaire, too. And we're overnighting in Curacao. So that's 2 weeks, and that's going to be February 18th to March 4th. And then, well, naturally, you have yours going down October 6th right. to the 14th, mm-hmm. 2018.
Now, traveling-wise, Rick, because people want to know this, and the way the airlines keep changing regulations, what do they need to know in the area of luggage, what they can bring, size, weight, those areas?
Okay, the old luggage routine, we get a lot of calls on that, and I have to constantly check my own luggage. Mm-hmm. It should not be more than 50 pounds.
Okay.
No airline will take a case more than 50 pounds mm-hmm. without a huge charge. So the weight is one of the most important ones. And it's 62 inches when you measure the height, width, and length. Mm-hmm. Now, any kind of a normal suitcase you buy on the, you know, Macy's or wherever, mm-hmm. they usually are within 62 inches, okay? So the height and the weight and the, are the two most important things. Most airlines, not international.
The people, though, bring a lot of clothes.
Oh, my God.
They really
I
do.
I asked some of the people, are you going one way and moving?
I remember the time that we went. We had Judge Spada with us. We had
a whole
group. I mean,
Sicily.
Sicily. That was a wild one.
What can people use to weigh
too many clothes, though.
Do people use a bathroom scale? Is that pretty accurate to weigh the luggage? What should they use to determine before they leave the house?
They should use their back. If they can lift it, it's under 50 pounds.
Okay.
that's not an accurate measurement. Yeah. But they do have, Kmart, everyone has these luggage scales.
Oh, they do have luggage scales.
They hook on the handle, you pick it up.
Okay.
If you survive the pickup, you're good.
All right.
But, you know, I want to say one thing. Our trade magazines tell us people only use, on the average, one-third, 33% of the clothes they bring.
How about that?
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
They're just.
So you don't have to really bring
you
that
really
money.
Don't.
I didn't bring that money.
Pack light.
The Viking cruise is very casual. Gentlemen, you don't have to wear a sport coat, you know, for the trip at all. And yes, gentlemen, there'll be plenty of shopping time. You always get so nervous. Jeez.
I'll pack one third of my sport coat.
There you go. You'll be within the normal limits then. Yeah, no, travel light.
Oh, this is terrific. Yeah. So, again, the number to call, 877-237-9666.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Repeat it one more time,
Daniel. 877-237-9666, Viking River Cruise, Eastern Europe. And we're looking for a male and female roommate on our cruise, Paris, Normandy, in October of 2018, correct?
Both cruises. We actually
both cruises, okay.
Because it's so expensive going single.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Take a date with you.
There you go.
There you go. Right.
Okay. Thank you. You know, it's always great to talk with you.
Great to be here, Brad.
And a little change of pace with what we've been going through here for the past week or two.
Right.
Yeah, well, with the politics and the taxes, you need a vacation.
That's right.